Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan, and we are back again.
Back again. New episode, new mics, you guys.
They are so good.
We have made some upgrades to our little beanbag room here, and it's feeling pretty crazy.
It is feeling really good. You can let us know how the sound is on your end, but we are feeling good over here.
Feeling good. It might be a little bit of a trial and error, but we're just going for it.
Yeah, we're going for it. I said to Court, it kind of feels like I want to be an ASMR girly.
Yeah, we were kind of like tapping our little drinks, seeing what noises we could pick up.
Because it's fun. This is when you hear yourself, like really hear yourself with no other noise. It's fun. I feel like an ASMR girl.
Yeah. We both, for context, have mics plugged into an external source, and then we have headphones also plugged in. And to be honest, I don't know about you, but like, I'd watch all these people record podcasts. I'm like, wouldn't the head, like, I don't understand the point of headphones.
No,
which I don't. Sounds silly, but I was like, how could you hear anything with those on?
What's the point?
And my world has just kind of changed right now.
Yep, I can 100% agree with that, because I now feel officially like a podcast girl. I don't know about you, but
oh yeah,
the headphones make a world of difference.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is so crazy, but I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you love the little crisp ASMR.
That little audio upgrade.
Yes. Okay, Court, how was your week?
My week was good. It was busy.
Another one.
It was so busy.
Really?
What I'm going to say is going to shock you.
No. I'm never ready for this. Okay.
We all know that I'm not much of like a go out after work girl.
Okay.
I really like my like work, come home routine.
Yep.
I went out 5 out of 6 nights this week.
No. Are you serious?
Holy. Yes.
I'm shocked.
I know. So I went out 5 times this week, and
what?
It was crazy. Like, I was just a little social butterfly, and I felt not like myself, but it was so nice. You know, I feel like you kind of go through phases where you just have weeks of like, oh, nobody's like available. Everybody's kind of busy and doing their own thing. So you don't see people for like a little bit. And then all of a sudden everybody frees up in like the 1 week, and it all like worked out perfectly where certain people were like free on opposite nights. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I've been going out.
Wow, you have been a busy girl. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I totally get it though. Sometimes you're like at home every night in bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then others, it's like, where did the week go?
Where did the week go? I've just been eating good food, drinking wine.
I was going to say, we did have a Rebels game this past weekend, and I did see Court indulging in a glass of wine.
You have to, which is so odd because, yeah, we went to the Saturday night Rebels game, me and my family, and I usually get a Caesar at the games.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't get a Caesar anywhere else but a hockey game.
Really?
It just feels right.
Okay.
I'm not
that.
A Caesar girl.
Canadian girl.
Yeah. I like to embrace the Canadian side of me.
Yes.
Hockey, Caesars, sure. But last night I was kind of on this little wine kick this week, and my mom was like, well, they have wine here. Let's just grab a glass. And I was like, wine in a plastic glass? Count me in.
Why not?
Yeah. I was like, okay. So, but it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And the Rebels game was fun.
So fun.
I have to admit, couldn't tell you what the score was. Could not tell you.
That's
I did
okay.
know that there was lots of fights in this week's game.
That's good you know that. To be honest, like, I worked so much during the game, I couldn't tell you the score right now.
That makes me feel better.
So, like, you're not the only one. But I did go on the ice for the intermission, and there was blood everywhere from the fight.
Oh, my gosh.
There were so many fights last night.
There was. That, like, they were rowdy.
I know.
Like that team. That team, they played. So rowdy.
Hey, you're right. That team, Brandon Wheat Kings, were in town, and they, yeah, things got a little feisty.
Should we turn this into a sports podcast?
I'm thinking we should, maybe.
No, but yeah, it's good. Yeah, we go to our fair share of Rebels games just because we have season tickets with my parents and whatnot. So we get to go with them a couple times.
Amazing.
And it's really just an excuse for me and my mom to catch up and for my boyfriend and my dad to watch a hockey game.
It's amazing. Uninterrupted. That's like the perfect match right there.
Yeah.
If you go to a hockey game to watch and not socialize, I don't know. I don't really believe you. I feel like socializing is half the game.
Half the game.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting there, and there has been multiple times where me and my boyfriend are in the car on the way home, and I'm like, oh, hey, like, what did you and my dad talk about? what did you guys talk about? And he's like, nothing. We watched the game. I was like, that is so boring.
Boys.
Why don't you have any tea for me?
I was like, how can you just sit there and not talk?
Yeah. And he's like, if we talk, it's like about hockey stuff and stats. And
also something crazy to me, even boys who aren't even diehard hockey fans, just hockey, for example, how do they all just know all these stats?
You know, there's a lot of things in life that I'm like, how do boys know this?
I just don't get it. I feel like I know a lot of boys who aren't diehard hockey fans, but they'll be able to name this player and where they played in what year. And I'm like, how do you know that? But I don't know. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's comparable to like what we know about makeup, hair.
Yeah.
You know, all the things.
It is comparable. And it's just like everybody has their
thing.
But you're right. Like, it's just like, where are you pulling these stats from?
Yeah, they just know it. I've always found that just so shocking. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't know that at all.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I
have no idea. Okay, so you had a very busy week.
Yes.
Of socializing.
Social little butterfly.
Were you out every night?
I went out for dinner with like friends just at different points in the week.
Yes.
So it was cute. Yeah, it was wonderful.
That's so amazing.
How was your week?
My week? I feel like I'm going to be entering the socializing week this week, this upcoming week. My last week was a bit more quiet. I mean, January has been so busy with Rebels games. So I just feel like my life is consumed with hockey right now. And we're off for 13 days now. So I'm very excited. Yes.
Are they like on
a road trip?
Yeah.
Saskatchewan, I think. I don't know. I don't really keep up when the Rebels go away.
Just when they're here. That makes sense.
So, January has had a lot of games. So I will be excited to have next weekend off and have a week with no Rebels games. But yeah, last week was just super chill. I'm cooking at home, trying to cook at home and, you know, get all the work done. I had to drive my bosses to the airport on Calgary. And that was a fun little road trip. Went there and back. I was back home in like 4 hours.
You got to the airport and you were like, I would really like to be staying here.
Yeah. They're going to Mexico and I would really like to go to Mexico.
You know, I have been thinking I would really like to be on a beach.
Me too.
I see no beach in my future the moment, but I think about it a lot.
Yeah, me too. I'm right there with you. I think about it often. And I will say, it is supposed to be so nice this week.
That's what people keep telling me.
It is like beautiful outside.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. I'm so here for it.
I went over for family coffee this morning.
Of course.
And I bundled. Like I had my long sleeve, I had my sweater, and then I had my super puff. And I got out and I was like, okay, who was going to tell me the minus 20 was over?
I know. It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. And then I was kind of running some errands. And I was just bopping around and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm way overdressed.
Yes.
And I guess that's the season.
I know. I work Sundays at the spin studio and one of our regulars showed up in shorts and a t-shirt. And I did look at him and I said, you're a little crazy. Like, that's a little crazy.
That's pushing it. I will say I saw someone in shorts at the Rebels game last night.
Yeah.
And
crazy.
I get it. It might run hot, but like that is.
There are a few people at the Rebels game, to be honest, that year round they wear shorts.
There are a few people out there that do.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember in high school, there was a specific teacher, won't name drop, but he wore shorts.
What a throwback.
So when I think of people wearing shorts all year round, I think of that one social studies teacher in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Does that like trigger something in you?
Oh yeah, that brings me right back. I know exactly who you're talking about. We adore him.
To be honest, I don't. Do you know what? I'll share a quick story.
Tell me.
That has stuck with me. And you know what? I don't like to say I hold grudges, but I might.
You are holding one.
I might.
Okay.
So it was probably grade 11 and it was social studies. And I was wearing jeans and like a little t-shirt and then a fur vest. Okay. Like a cream colored, okay, not like faux fur like what you're seeing now, but like that like shaggy fur that was very in at the time or whatever.
Yep.
And this guy wearing shorts in winter has the nerve to say, "Hey, you look like a polar bear today," in front of the whole class.
No.
Yes, like I was going up to like hand something in, and he was like, he made a polar bear joke, and I was like, you know what?
You in front of everyone?
Yeah. I was like, sir.
I want a name drop so bad. I know.
I was like, sir, please.
That's just not fair.
I kept on wearing it because I'm not going to take a fashion advice necessarily from that guy. But
who's wearing shorts? No. Yeah. I don't blame you for holding a grudge on that one.
Isn't that funny, though?
That is. I can see it. I can see him making that comment to you. Crazy. Wow.
High school, what a time.
High school, what a time. Honestly, I'm sure we'll get into it at some point, but the fact that we went to high school together and we both have probably very similar stories with teachers and other students, but we didn't necessarily hang out every day. Like, I think that'd be so fun to relive some of our best high school memories.
That would be.
Because also, it's been 8 years since we graduated, which is just crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I was walking today with my best friend. We were at the mall. And I said to her, I said, do you think like people like look at us and think, oh, those girls, like just 16, 17, 18 year old girls, just like walking around. And meanwhile, my best friend has a child. We're actually 25. But I was like, do you think people look at us still and think that? Because I think I'm like 19, 20, 21. That's what I want to say when people ask how old I am.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. 25 coming. That's so funny you said that, because me and my mom had a very similar conversation where we were at the mall last week, maybe not this, maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, do I look 25 to you? Like, if I was just a random person, you had no connection to me, am I what a 25 year old looks like?
What'd she say?
She said, yeah.
Oh,
I was like,
that's good.
Okay, like, but like, why? Like, what's the deciding factor? And she was like, you know, you just, I'm like this, I don't know if that was an answer. You know, she couldn't pin it, but in her mind, it's like, of course you look 25. Like, you are 25.
Yes.
But I find it so hard to figure out how old people are.
Oh, so.
I think it's getting harder.
It is so hard. I also, at the mall today, we were in a store and we saw this like boy and girl leaving. And I just looked at my best friend. I was like, how old do you think they are? She was like, oh, 16. And I was like, really? Like, I feel like I can't gauge what age people are.
From 16 to probably like 22 look the same to me.
Yep, agreed.
And then maybe something changes depending on the person.
Maybe, but I still think people look at me and they could think I'm 19, 20.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like, when I'm no makeup days, I feel like especially then. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I look younger, but then I'll go to the liquor store and not get ID'd and I'm like, how old do you think I am?
Excuse me, what are you trying to say?
Excuse me. Yeah, so I just feel, the age thing, I'm not very good at guessing.
No, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I am with you.
Yeah.
I got ID'd a couple times this week.
Did you?
Once at Brown's. We were out for dinner with...
I went to Brown's this week.
What?
Yes.
What day did you go?
I went on Wednesday.
Okay. I went on Monday and Thursday.
You went twice.
Different people, and they picked the restaurant. So it's
so fair. Brown's is amazing.
That's so funny you were there.
That is so funny. One of the nights you weren't there because you were there twice.
I was there twice. And it was just one of those things. Me and one of my best friends, like, if we're going out for dinner, we're going to Brown's. We get the same thing every time.
Same.
It's okay. What do you get?
I get, what did I? Oh. Why am I blanking? Browns, I always get the house red. Always. Mm. We went to Browns.
Yes. That was where this all came about.
That was a really good time. That's what started this all. I always get the fish tacos. Mm. Always. But the dynamite rolls also.
Those are good too.
Are great. Yeah. What do you get?
At Browns, I get the potato crusted cod bowl.
Never tried it.
It's so good.
Really?
It has like the cod and then rice and then a salad. So you just get like a little mix of everything.
Yum. Yeah. That sounds delish.
And I always get the rosé.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You did get that when we went. Did you get rosé and that salad both
nights? I switched up the meal, but I did have a glass of rosé both nights.
Of course you did. I love it. I love to hear that.
You know, I go out, but like not a ton. Mm-hmm. But this week I took full advantage. And yeah, there was one night this week I didn't have a glass of wine.
That's okay.
Which is absolutely fine.
That is so okay. I crave socializing sometimes, like if I don't get it. And last night was one of those nights. So I knew I had a Rebels game. So I was just like, does anyone want to go for a drink after? Like, I just, you know, sometimes you just like...
You're in the mood.
Yeah, you're in the mood. And last night I was in the mood. Also, it was country western night last night.
You looked so cute.
And I went Canadian tuxedo vibes.
You look so good.
And whenever I wear that, I just feel I'm in the mood to have a cocktail.
The cowboy hat you were wearing was literally made for you.
Thank you.
It looked so good on you.
Thank you. I did feel super cute. I wore jeans that were extremely flare and out of my comfort zone, but I'm happy I did it because I bought those jeans and I haven't been able to wear them because I'm just too scared, but I wore them, so I was very proud.
Especially when you have like a theme to wear them on.
Yeah,
it's like there's even more of a reason to do it.
Totally. Yeah, it felt right. It was a very cute fit.
So good.
Love that.
That's so funny, we're both at Browns this week.
I know. I
missed each other.
I can't believe that. Yeah, I literally went on Wednesday, and my friend and I always, when we go to Browns.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
Well, you know what? There's not a ton of options.
No, there's not.
I'm going to say it.
No.
But I wanted to tell you, I went out on Friday. Okay. I went out somewhere different, and I went out with a couple friends, and we went downtown.
Where'd you go downtown?
We went to this place called, I don't know how exactly to pronounce it, okay, but it's called the Chev Rose.
In Red Deer. Downtown Red Deer.
Downtown on Ross Street.
On Ross Street?
On Ross Street. That's like...
the main one?
Yeah.
You got it.
That's... I don't know. You made me question it for a second. But it's the cutest girly place in the whole entire world. So she... I guess the person who started it as a charcuterie business where you could like order.
Cute.
And it wasn't necessarily a dine-in, but you could like order charcuteries from her.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure when it switched to dine-in, but she opened up this small little restaurant. It's right in front of like the Velvet Olive, if you've been there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's just not very big. Like it's really small and it's very vintage.
Cute. Girly. What was on your story?
Yeah.
Wow, that looked stunning.
Isn't that cute? I walked in, and I always hate when I say this out loud, but it's like when you walk in somewhere and you're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea this wonderful place was here.
Yeah.
Because you kind of feel like bad.
Yes, yeah.
But it was so good. And we sat down and we had a glass of wine and we shared like some charcuterie and like they had awesome hummus and bread and then these olives. I know you're not an olive girly, but they were so good.
Really? Yeah. How did you hear about them?
Well, my friends were the ones that suggested it.
No
and
way.
They had been there before.
Okay, cute. I'm going to have like, to check it out.
They're like downtown, like core. If they're going to go grab a drink, it's usually downtown. Like big fans of like that whole strip.
Okay.
So it's nice to go down there when you're with people that are comfortable.
Yeah, totally.
Because if you don't necessarily know your way around downtown, it can be intimidating.
It is a little scary for me, I won't lie, sometimes. Yeah.
I would never go alone.
No, never.
Obviously.
No.
No, you don't go alone.
We do not do that.
But it's nice to get out there and support those really cute places.
Yeah, totally. I really want to check it out now.
Yeah, we have to go.
Okay.
I'm like, it's like, I think it's perfect for a girls' night.
Yeah, it's so perfect. Oh my gosh. Okay, next. We're doing that.
Yes.
I want to go there.
We have to take a little business trip down there.
Yeah, a little 20-something girl business trip.
Absolutely. I think love it. We should gather up a bunch of 20-something girls. And
I think we should too.
Absolutely.
Maybe one day.
We should scout it out.
Yeah, we should. We'll go check it out. Okay, I'm dying to know. I get so excited for this part of the episode, but I want to know your favorite.
Okay, mine's a little different this week.
Okay.
My favorite this week is a podcast that I've been listening to them for a while now.
Okay.
But it's called Match Made in Manhattan. And
I haven't heard of them.
It's really cute. It's these three friends, two girls and a guy, and they live in New York, and they talk about their like dating lives basically. But they talk about a lot of life stuff as well.
Yeah.
But mostly the concept of the podcast is like dating.
No way.
Yeah. So it's just a really good like banter, really good conversation. That's every Friday. So good. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I love new podcast recommendations.
Yeah. And I feel like I haven't talked about them.
No, I've never heard you talk about them.
But I listen to them every Friday.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And two of them like are like, I think the one works for Rebecca Minkoff.
Okay.
And then the other one I think is like, I don't know. He does something.
Yeah. And finance-y. They're in New York. Yeah. Listen, that lifestyle
is...
It's so cool.
It's so cool. And it's just like anytime you look into it, it's like, yeah, that's really cool.
I'm so fascinated by it. Like, I'm on TikTok and I love seeing anyone who lives in New York. Like, show me a day in their life. Like, the commuting. Like, if you live outside the city. I just think it's so cool.
It is really cool. And yeah, the one girl, she's a content creator in New York. Cool. So it's different perspectives.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna totally listen to that.
Yeah,
that's so good. Great. What's favorite?
What's your favorite?
Okay, so my favorite is a product. You can get it at Sephora, and it saves my life every couple weeks, because if you are like me and probably like Court, we get acne sometimes. And I have tried all the pimple patches in the world because I love them. I just think that they help you not talk or touch them. I love them. But the Peace Out ones from Sephora, they are pricey.
Mm-hmm.
But man, do they work.
Really?
Yeah. Have you tried them?
I've never tried pimple patches. I've wanted to so much, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah. They are life-changing.
Really?
Yep. They can bring the size, the swelling down in a night. Like, it's crazy. But the Amazon ones, I've tried all of them. And honestly, the Sephora ones work so well. They're so worth the price to me. But that means I'm very particular about when I put them on, because I think they come down to like $2 or $3 a patch.
Per patch.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. But they genuinely do work for the price of them. I've gotten the Amazon ones, the cheaper ones, and they kind of help like blur, I guess, but they don't do the job of actually helping get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love the concept. So the Peace Out acne patches, there's a day and a night one, and they're amazing. I cannot say enough good things about them.
I'm gonna have to check those out, because it is something good to have in like the back pocket.
It is,
because they do just pop up and it's like, I did not ask for this.
Nope. And your mood instantly goes down.
It's so bad.
It is so bad.
And it's crazy how much it actually can affect your mood and affect like...
You wanting to go out, you wanting to go anywhere. Yeah. I went through last year, I had this horrible breakout on my chin, like just horrible. And it ruined me. Like, it was so hard to do anything because I was like, everyone's just staring, which I feel like now I've gotten so good at flipping the situation and being like, I don't stare at other people's acne at all. So then I try and remind myself of that, but it did stop me from going out. Like, it was so bad, and it took 3 or 4 months to get rid of. But now, since finding these, I'll just have like the odd one pop up still on my chin, and I put it on and it instantly goes down overnight.
I love it.
It's amazing. So I recommend everyone check it out.
Good to know, because there are, like you said, a lot of brands out there, and it's just like wasting your money.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to like find the right one.
I know. And I definitely lean more towards cheaper products a lot of the time. I feel like I won't splurge often, but this one I splurge on.
Splurge.
When I notice such a difference, I want good skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. It. Yeah.
We all do.
You have to splurge somewhere sometimes.
Yeah. And that is one I will definitely continue to splurge on. But man, is it tough every time because they are costly.
And it's, yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, you know what? I can put it off. And then as soon as you run out and you're like in desperate need, it's like, why did I not buy that when
exactly.
I was there?
Exactly. So yeah, that's my favorite of the week.
I love it.
Yeah, so great. What are we talking about today, Court?
Well, we thought we would get into the topic of personal branding, which is just a fun topic. I feel like it's a topic that can go so many different ways, and how we're just going to get into all the things, how it applies to us, what is personal branding. I feel like the concept of personal branding can be confusing.
Yeah.
And yeah, and we thought we'd shed a little bit of light on how we came up with the branding for season 3.
Yeah, it's a topic I think that we are very passionate about together and separately. Like I love personal branding. I get so passionate when I talk about it, and I know you do too. And to have our worlds collide now with 20-something girl as co-hosts, I feel like how we got our branding down and how we kind of came about that, the process of getting there, is really fun. It was like such a fun time.
It is fun. And I feel like, I mean, a place we can start is what personal branding is to each of us. When I think of personal branding and what it actually is, I think of it as a representation of who you are, basically.
Yep.
And, you know, it being the connection between things such as the visual representation of who you are, your core values, and what exactly your niche that you're trying to promote, share, whatever yep. it may be, all of that under one roof.
Yeah, agreed. I feel like personal branding to me is you kind of just, yeah, you figure out your niche and what you're interested in and what you're passionate about, and that's how you're kind of portrayed online or wherever you choose to take your business. But I feel like from a young age, like starting in high school, my dad was very passionate about personal branding and taught me a lot and just really encouraged me to be who I wanted to be online. And since then, I've like made a really big effort at sticking with that because I just feel like, yeah, it keeps me consistent and it allows everyone to kind of see like what I'm passionate about. And of course that's going to change, but yeah, I love personal branding.
Right. And I think it's creating a way to show who you are. And I mean, I feel like nowadays the main way this comes across is online and
totally.
All the different platforms, like using your Instagram as a way to show people who you are
yep.
and maybe what you do, what your niche is. I don't know about you, but when I was starting to explore the idea of personal branding and just trying to create something.
Yeah.
I kept on seeing you have to niche down, you have to niche down, find your niche. I'm like, I don't know.
I know.
Like, what's my niche? I don't know. I'm just a girl. Like, what do you mean? But it can be like multiple things at once.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what your passion is, I feel like, is your niche.
Yeah,
I agree. And your specialty, I guess.
I agree. I've seen that. I've watched online a couple times, like, people saying, like, find your niche, same as you. And it's so intimidating. I also feel like, I don't want to say it's easier for those bigger influencers and stuff, but when they have such a large following, they're following for a reason. Whereas more, like, we're in a smaller town, and I just feel like we're involved in more things to kind of, I don't know, I have different audiences from all the different things I'm involved in. So I just feel like we have more niches, like plural.
Yeah. And yeah, you can't limit yourself. I often think about that because we are in a demographic, I guess, mm-hmm. of Central Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't necessarily able to be like super, super niche.
No.
Because it's probably very few people
exactly
that are interested or that like want a part of that like
yep.
really, really small niche.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's like Central Alberta is probably the size of oh gosh, I don't want to sound dumb, but like Los Angeles itself, you know, like,
yeah.
So there's very select people. So if you go too specific, then I just feel like you're going to lose a lot of your audience.
Yeah. And I feel like when you're listening to people, like you say, like big creators or big business owners who aren't in a small area, mm-hmm. you lose, they just don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you just, what they're saying can be really confusing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, I am 100% into that. So tell me about your personal brand.
Well, I think there's so many different pillars of it. I think, I don't know, I have been thinking about it. And I think personally, the way I show up online is definitely niched into jewelry.
Yep.
That is part of me for sure.
Yeah, obviously.
But I think it's creating a space that is who I am, mm-hmm. and trying to just build connection on mm-hmm. local happenings.
Yeah.
And like I said, I definitely do see jewelry as part of my niche,
yeah.
because that's like
well, that's where you are
going. Yeah.
5 days a week.
Where it's like, you know, if you think jewelry in Central Alberta,
you think,
I want to pop in.
Yep. And you do.
Yeah.
For so sure.
I feel like when I was trying to figure out a way to show up and present myself in our community,
yeah.
it's like, well, the connection is jewelry.
Yeah, like, totally. Yeah. And I love that. You're the girl with all the sparkly things.
I love the sparkly things. It is literally built into me.
I know. But when I think jewelry, I think of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another important aspect of personal branding, is that's kind of the goal. Like, you want to pop into people's heads.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I even have problems with like defining what my personal brand is, because sometimes, I don't know if this is like a thing for you, but I feel like almost silly for saying this is who I am.
Yeah.
And this is what I represent, and this yeah. is who I've created myself yeah. to be.
Agreed.
Because it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Sit down.
I know. I know. And I feel like personal branding, like, you don't want to just come out and say, this is what I'm involved in, this is what I do, but it's how you come across. Like, I don't know about you, but for me, you know, I will, let's just take Instagram, for example. Like, I will look at my feed and what I'm kind of representing and be like, oh, I could sprinkle in a little bit more of this, because it all, like, everyone, while it's authentic and real, I feel like it's planned a little bit on my part, because I want to show up in people's feeds for, you know, in a select order. Like, I want them to see every aspect of my brand. And so I will strategically kind of plan that out. But to everyone else, it kind of comes across authentic. But I think that's just, that's part of it, is I, you know, I work for the Rebels. I also work in real estate. I also work at the Spin Studio. Like, all of that is kind of strategic when I place it on my platforms.
Exactly. And I think that that's the difference. You know, when we're talking about personal branding, we're not talking about a page that is just for family and friends.
Exactly.
You know, you're talking about a public Instagram page that you're making conscious choices to get attraction in a certain way.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Like, that's what it is. So I think that that is, I feel like that has to be said before, like, yep. Now we're already like however long into this conversation, but I'm like, that's the difference. We're not talking about your private page.
No.
We're talking about like a choice to show up in a different way.
Yeah.
I actually took a course in 2021. I took it. And you probably,
yes. You know, I know. Cause I was so jealous and I heard great things.
It actually switched my mindset so much. I took the Mind Your Business course by Nitzan Rader.
Yep.
And it shed so much insight onto personal branding and exploring content creation in a different way. Not necessarily like in a creator form that comes into your head
yep.
as soon as I say that.
Yeah.
I'm talking like just changing the mindset of showing up in more professional way rather than completely personal.
Yeah.
And one of the things that stuck with me and what changed my mindset about Instagram is starting to view it as a business mm-hmm. rather than just keeping it personal.
Yep.
And once I made that choice, you can see my content changed where
totally
it's very personal and I share a lot, especially mm-hmm. obviously I don't even know how many episodes of this podcast yes. So it's like there's a lot mm-hmm. but when you go to my page you don't necessarily see anything but myself.
Yep.
I don't share like a ton about all the finer details about all the people that may be in my life.
Yeah.
I more share what I'm doing, what I'm creating, and yep. things I like.
Yeah, and that switch is a big switch in when you can come to terms with that, because what I've said to a lot of business owners or creators is you kind of have to leave your ego at the door when your business is representing yourself, like being yourself. So like while I have all these jobs and do all these things, my brand is Morgan Whitbread and I'm showing up online as Morgan Whitbread. So what do I want to show up as? Like, what do I want people to see? And you kind of have to just leave your ego at the door. My dad always said that to me and I was like, whoa, that makes sense. Because when you're being represented personally, your feelings towards yourself can get involved or like what you want to share, you know, but you are the business at the end of the day.
Exactly. And I think that if you are, like you say, you know, there are so many different pillars of what you do and what creates and builds your own personal brand. Same for myself. It's like we are extensions of businesses we're representing as well.
Yeah.
So it's like a large portion of, I think, my personal brand is an extension of my family business.
Exactly.
That I'm involved in.
Yes.
So the crossover is huge.
Yeah.
And being conscious of what's appropriate to cross over is also huge.
That is. And that's something you have to do some serious thinking on like how much are you willing to share of that, you know, mm-hmm. because it also helps your family business by you promoting it on your page because you have a different audience. And I think that's so cool. I think how you've created your brand is so cool to me.
Thank you.
I'm Aww. Your biggest fan. Always.
That's so sweet. Thank you. And same, like I'm honestly your biggest fan too, because you show up in a way that's very authentic and you do share very personal aspects of your life,
yeah.
which allows people to come in and connect with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
In different ways.
Agreed. I think I made that decision pretty early on and I just feel like that is what got me to where I am now, is being super real and super authentic. I show my dance parties. I show me crying. I do all the things. But I also, like, that's just something to note, even between Courtney and I, is we show up online two different ways.
Yeah.
Because our brands are different.
Yeah.
But then we merged for this brand, 20-something Girl, and it works.
It so works.
Like, so it's just crazy to me. Like, everyone is different. And how everyone shows up online, there's no rule book for it. But I think there's tools that you can use. And I think if the first tool is that you sit down with yourself and figure out what it is that you want people to think of when they think of you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think going on that, it's we see and we consume all of these things and we can take inspiration from so many places and so many people online.
Oh,
but you have to decide what do you want.
Exactly.
You know, you can watch all of these girls or people, I should say.
Yes.
Do something and you can aspire to be that person, create the life that they're living, show up like they are.
Take photos like they do.
Exactly. You can have all of these wants, but I think where that disconnect is trying to be that person.
Yep.
And copying it.
Yep.
Or like not taking inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to create their brand within you.
Yeah.
And that's just not going to work.
No, it never does. A long time ago, I'm obsessed with watching fashion girlies whose niche is fashion, like hardcore fashion. But myself, like I have a different kind of fashion because we live in Central Alberta. It's just different than who I was watching. But I would look to Pinterest and Instagram for inspo on pictures and I would try and take, you know, similar pictures. But that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. And that was it looked so weird. Like I had to, like, I'm not that. That's not part of my brand. I was trying to be like them and copy them, and it just didn't work for me.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
Like a while ago, a hot second ago.
Yes.
On your stories and whatnot. And I think it's really important to, like, that's also stuck with me. It's like, you can't be someone. It's never going to work.
Never.
It's also, I think, finding your why for creating a personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do you want to brand yourself? What's your goal?
That is so good. Yeah, that's a big one.
It is. And it's like, okay, if you want to be if you want to step into the content creation world, partner with businesses, promote products, mm-hmm. and live that type of life, then that's going to look differently.
Totally.
Than someone wanting to run a personal Instagram.
Yeah. Do you have a why?
I think my why goes back to, I do just want to make connections.
Yeah.
Like 100%. That was my word of the year last year. Yeah. And it's still sticking with me.
Yeah. I love that.
And I think being connected in very different ways, mm-hmm. in the sense of you find personal connection,
yeah.
within people who relate to your content that you share.
Yeah.
And then also connection in being an extension of a business.
Yeah. That's so good. Mm-hmm. I love that. You're so cool. My why is for sure, without a doubt, I want to be your hype girl. I want to mm-hmm. encourage you to be who you want to be online, because I just feel like that's how I've come across. And I want to hype you up. Like, I want to see you do what you need to do and post what you want and, you know, show up online however you want to. So that's my why. I want to be your hype girl.
I love that. You are. I think you're a hype girl for so many people.
I do. I love to hype people up.
And I think that you said something that, I just blanked. You just said that not caring about what people think about, that is also huge.
That, I think, when I was a guest on your podcast, when it was just you.
We touched on personal branding.
We touched on it. Mm-hmm. And I think I shared this story maybe, or I've shared it with you offline. But when I was in grade 11 or something, I got told, oh, you post too much. Oh, your content's annoying. And I was annoyed for probably like a split second. But since that point, I turned my notifications off on Instagram and kind of just stopped giving a crap what people said about me. And my motto was like, post what you want to post. Don't post for anyone but you. And since then, I can wholeheartedly say that every post I do is for me or in partnership with others. But the content is for me and no one else. And I've heard hate from people, and I just choose to ignore it. And I'm like so happy that I'm there, because I know hate comments can get a lot worse, you know, obviously higher up you are in content creation and, you know, more followers you have and whatnot. But I really don't let them get to me anymore, because I'm doing it for me.
Exactly. And I think that's a huge mindset change, and that's going to be a difference in how you show up online.
Agreed.
Are you showing up because you want to put out a version that you think people are going to want?
Yes.
Or putting out what you want?
Yeah.
And yeah, same. I have my notifications turned off.
Heck yeah, girl.
Like, I just...
Same.
I can't...
I don't pay attention to it, because I don't know. I find, like, even if I do pay attention to it, then I just feel like I'm on my phone more and I'm looking at things and paying attention to who's liking what. And I don't want to care about that.
Yeah. And I think as soon as you start, even like, it can be so applied to like anything, that like when you think too much about who's watching and who's listening, it can really like change the way you show up, because 100%. You feel pressure to...
And you don't even think you're doing it, mm-hmm. like, or paying attention to that. Like, a lot of times I'll check myself, like, go look at the likes or go look at the comments or whatever. And then I'm like, Morgan, what? No, let it go. Like,
yeah.
Because then I'm like, oh, this person didn't like it, or this person did. Weird.
Yeah.
You know, I'm paying attention to it, and then I'm like, snap out of it. So yeah. Turning my notifications off was 100% one of the best things I ever did.
I agree. I don't know when I turned mine off either, but I think it was in that period of, you know what, I don't want to see, I don't want to focus on necessarily numbers that are instantly coming in.
Yeah, exactly. I 100% love that. And I stick with that motto all the time.
Yeah, you just can't, you can't watch. I saw when I was thinking about what goes into a personal brand and kind of expanding on the topic, I saw a post on obviously Pinterest.
Nice.
But the post had highlighted like a brand formula, mm-hmm. and what goes in, like pillars that go into creating a personal brand. And they showed three main pillars, which were clarity, personality, and connection. And this was the best. I hope I saved it. Because I'll share it on the stories. Because it was the best way to break down how to build a personal brand. Because even, I mean, you know, you do it and we've been doing it for like a while, whether it be mm-hmm. business or personal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm still like, who am I? Like,
yeah, I know. Like, always.
What's my brand? What am I doing? What's my purpose? Who am I?
Yeah.
But I thought this post highlighted it really well with clarity, personality, and connection. So clarity is, what's the purpose? So what are you doing this for? What are you trying? What's your why, basically?
Okay.
Personality is, how do you want your brand to look? You know, do you want, when people visit your page mm-hmm. or your mm-hmm. whatever, do you want them to like step into a like maximalist crazy place, or do you want like a minimal?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, what's the vibe?
What's the vibe? Yeah. What do you want it to look like? Mm-hmm. And then connection. How do you want your brand, or how do you want yourself to connect with people?
That is so good.
Yeah, I know. It was actually the best post I've seen break down personal branding.
Yeah, that just makes so much sense. I feel like I should write that on my whiteboard at my desk and, you know, like ask yourself those questions. Cause I think honestly, for a lot of us, those are questions that you should ask yourself every time you post.
Yeah.
I think that's what helps you start to build your personal brand, honestly, is when you start paying attention to it and realizing that it's not much more, or it's not anything, or it's more than a personal page now. Like, it's more than just posting with your friends on a Friday night. Like, it's, what do you want your brand to entail?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And I think tying that into how we came up with season three branding.
Heck yeah.
Is fun.
It is so fun.
Yeah, I think when we were first starting and talking about you coming on and creating this podcast together, I think we talked about all of those things in a way that we like didn't break them down like that. But we did cover all of that.
Oh, we sure did. Because obviously, Court had a very well-established brand and personal brand set up before. So then it was like, okay, we're bringing in a new person. Obviously, I'm sorry, but the colors. Colors is...
I think that's where we started.
I think that is where we started. Fun fact, Court and I were talking about colors. And our two color choices, should I share both that we were between for me?
Oh, yeah.
So we obviously went with purple, if you've seen our brand. I'm the purple gal and I love purple, but we did debate blue for a little bit.
Yeah, it was in the question
for it sure. Was in the question, but we definitely took some inspo from, you know, other things we've seen online, and I think the pink and purple was perfect. But sitting down together, to be honest, I don't think we ever like intentionally did it, but we both were just so much on the same page, I think, because of our past in personal branding mm-hmm. as individuals, that it just kind of came to be.
It did. It really fell into place naturally. And I think we both talked about like what we see for this mm-hmm. space here. Mm-hmm. And I think we had the conversation of on the topic of like the personality pillar, we had the conversation of, we have so many areas in our life to be neutral.
Yep.
This is not one of them.
Absolutely not.
Like, this is fun. This is a fun corner
yep.
of everybody's social.
Yeah,
social areas.
Colors is one thing, but I think it's so fun that we played again with the idea of going above and beyond, like not just our normal Monday to Friday outfits. It was like so fun to kind of pick and coordinate them together.
Yeah.
But again, I think personal branding goes much deeper than just colors and what you see, because obviously that's all curated so that, you know, our brand shows up to you guys how we kind of envisioned it. But branding goes so much deeper. Like, honestly, what we saw for this podcast was connection, Court's word for last year. And that all has to do with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot deeper, like planning events and doing all that, how we show up online. All of that has to do with personal branding. So it's much more than just, like, I guess, the surface level stuff that you see, the colors and, you know.
Yeah, the
pictures.
Posts. Everything takes, like...
A lot.
Yeah.
We text multiple times a day.
I think I text you more than anybody else.
I know. I officially have you pinned at the top of my...
I feel so honored.
I'm a big pinner. I love, like, the people I talk to all the time. Because then it's easy. But we text multiple times a day going back and forth on our online presence. You know, everything that you see online is curated.
Is curated, yeah.
And is thought about and... you know, approved by both of us and talked about how, okay, well, maybe it's time we incorporate something like this. And I feel like that's the part that people, when they're just scrolling out of boredom, they don't think about that. But we did that on purpose.
Exactly. Yeah. And it all, like, ties in. It makes it into, like, a little perfect bow when it is thought out and... yeah. It is curated and it comes together like how you envision and what you want for the brand.
Yeah, we get so excited about it.
Oh my gosh, so excited. This one especially, because this one is like, this podcast space is so fun, and there we both feel like there's just no limits.
No.
And we are both big dreamers and we have both big ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun place to just let that creativity be accepted and to be connected with. Yep. And it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing it.
We are doing it. One of my favorite memories from our shoot day was we did our last part of the shoot. We were at a studio, but then we walked downtown and Court was wearing her beautiful pink feathered blazer and I was wearing my feathered coat. And we just looked so out of place because obviously downtown Calgary, it was just...
it was an extremely gray day.
Gray.
Like, it was gray. There was no sun, and everybody else was dressed for the gray weather.
Yep.
And here we are, pink and feathery and purple and feathery.
Yep.
And we stood out for sure.
We stood out, but it was so fun.
It, like, was so much fun.
I just think, I don't know, again, with something like this, we're just so passionate about it. Like, why not go all out? Why not go extra?
Yeah. And... have fun with it. Nothing, yes, everything is curated. Yes, everything is taken seriously to a certain level.
Yeah.
But I think if you're in any type of branding, I think one of the cool things that I'm seeing lately is brands having so much fun and, like, putting personality into...
agreed.
Into their brand.
Yes.
Did I just talk over my... like, did that sentence make sense? How many times did I say brand and personal?
Hey, it's fine. That's what today's episode's about. Yeah, I think it's so cool. And I think the world we're living in right now, it's become so okay to start getting dressed up more. I think of, like, Taylor Swift and Harry Styles. Like, those concerts, I think, changed a lot for everyone because you could get all dressed up and wear crazy things. And, like, I just feel like I love the way the world's progressing that way.
Yeah, it's really channeling the, like, romanticizing your life.
Yes.
And it's just, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. And I think, you know, everyone listening, I challenge you to just kind of step back and figure out what your brand is and romanticize your life. Like, go extra, like, be stand out, or find your niche or your niches, because again, I think there can be more than that. And, you know, show up online how you want to.
Exactly. And I mean if you're listening to this conversation and you're like, yeah, I want to start showing up online, I want to start just going for it, you literally have to.
Yep.
The amount of conversations I've had with people for, like, branding and creation, it's like the only person that's going to do it like you is going to be you.
Yep.
So, and the only one stopping you is you.
Yep.
Because you can show up, you can create something out of nothing.
Yep. You can. We all started there at some point. Like, it's taken a long time to grow the way I'm sure you feel the same, like, for my platforms to grow how they have. And it's taken hard work. But if I didn't just do it, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be in this chair.
Exactly. Like, neither would I.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I really, you just have to do it. And if you, again, I'll reiterate, if you can just let go of everyone else and their feelings and their thoughts, I think that's the best thing you can do to start off. And then just do it. Pour your passion, your soul into what it is that you want to do and build your brand.
And build it.
Yeah. It's so fun. I love this topic.
I feel like this is something that we have talked about for years together.
Years.
Like,
it gets brought up every time.
Every time, because we just are both doing very different things, but we somehow have connected over personal branding.
Yeah.
For, yeah, years.
Years. Yeah. It's definitely, again, we show up very differently online and have different interests, but so does everyone. But we are very passionate about the same way of getting there.
Exactly.
And I think that's the best part.
It is.
So I think everyone needs to just do it.
Just do it. Just what are you waiting for?
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Be extra. Be bold.
Literally, I've just started embracing that part of myself. It's like I don't want to be, like I said, neutral in all areas of my life. I feel
boring.
Like, look at this rack behind me. This clothing rack behind me. It's the most extra thing. It's like, I've been seeing this girl pop up on my feed, and she dopamine dresses. So she like dresses in like the most crazy ways, and it's just to like satisfy that level of like dopamine and just like, you know, that that hit in you, right?
Yes.
And I'm just like, oh, I love that.
I can't do it myself, but I am obsessed on TikTok with watching the maximalists.
Yes.
Style their outfits.
I'm obsessed.
I'm like, you go. That is so sweet. I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it in the same, you can never do it in the same way, but it's so fun to watch.
It's so fun to watch.
And that's just an example of, that's not your niche, that's not my niche, but like, it's really cool to consume.
Yeah, it's so cool to consume, and it's also so cool to support that. Like, again, not something I would necessarily do, but I love seeing how people show up online.
Exactly. It nothing hits different than like seeing someone show up and do something very themselves and unapologetic.
Yes, almost. Yes, it's the best. Mm-hmm. That is like the hype girl in me. I'm like, yes, get it. Like,
just get it.
Just show up, be yourself. It's the best you can do.
Yeah.
And people will see through that, I think, and like see what you're trying to do and building your brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. This was good.
This was good.
Yeah. It's always fun to talk about and shed light and
Yeah, we love this topic, seriously. But we obviously hope that you enjoy seeing our brand come to life on socials, because it's been so fun.
It's been so much fun, and it's been so much fun to create together.
Yeah, it has. It's been, like I said,
we're just starting.
Yeah, we're just starting. We are just starting. Like, be prepared for so much more. I already can't wait for like our next photo shoot.
I know.
New outfits.
Absolutely.
Showing up. Yeah, we've got a lot of plans, but yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for our plans to come to life and to bring this energy and to have this exact conversation in person with you that's listening.
Everyone. Yep. Yeah. Yep. You'll see the passion come from us when you see us in person talk about this.
Yeah, we are very what's the word?
Passionate?
Passionate, very excited people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are your hype girls.
Yeah.
Always and forever.
Always.
Yeah, this was great.
Yeah. But I guess maybe we should wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. We, as you guys have seen on socials, if you're not already following the Instagram page, it's at 20-something girl podcast, and the TikTok is
at 20 with the numbers something girl podcast.
I love it. So definitely go follow us on both of those. But yeah, we're uploading weekly.
Yeah, we are on a roll. We're loving it.
That's an example of like us not being able to like hold it in.
No, we create something and we're like, let's get it out.
We need this out right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every Wednesday you'll be hearing from your girls. But with that, thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk soon.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.